Blog Talk Radio.
I welcome you to our Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Today we're talking about building momentum. Hallelujah. Building momentum. And let's talk a little bit about what the word momentum means. It's very important that we understand that momentum is a power that sets other things in motion. And so in order for us to get the end result of some of the things that we're believing God for, that you're asking God for, that you're expecting from God, there's some things that you have to do in order to set a chain reaction of things that will make it come to pass in your life. And I believe today that as you open up your mind and your heart, and as you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you through these particular portions of Scripture, you begin to understand or be able to identify some areas of your life in which you can cause about change that will set things in motion for you. Here we are looking at the Cambridge English definition. It says that momentum is the force that keeps an object moving or keeps an event developing after it has started. Somebody says building momentum. Yes, it's not only getting started in motion, but it is the power that keeps things moving in the right direction. That means it won't be something that will just last for just a minute. It'll be something that will be a perpetual blessing into your life. And this is what we see in our foundational text in the book of Acts. We saw how a man named Cornelius, and it describes some of the characteristics of this man. It describes some of the actions and activities he was involved in. And I want each and every one of you to know that every one of his activities and actions that he took was just building momentum for what was about to happen next. I'm going to say hallelujah. So we're going to take an in-depth look at this portion of Scripture to understand some of the things that this man Cornelius did, and perhaps you can identify some areas of your life that you can start to practice or continue to practice in order to build up the momentum for things to be set in motion for you as well. So we saw the end result of these things as we read this text. We can also think about some of the prior scriptures. If you look at back in Genesis, at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, you will see when Abraham was called to take an action to do something for God as well. Let's visit that briefly. And let's go and make note of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Hallelujah. How many of you have a vision or dream or have a desire to achieve something in your life? That perhaps there are some things you want to do in the area of business, or perhaps in the area of your relationships, maybe your health, your wealth. I mean, you know, things just don't happen. We have to set things in motion in order to cause things to happen. And we'll see in the case of Cornelius in just a few minutes what he did to set things in motion. But let's take a look back at Abraham, back in the Old Testament text. And this was prior to his name being changed to Abraham. He was called Abram at this point. But we're going to see how Abram built momentum in order to effect change, not only in his life, but in the life of every person who will place their faith in God. Hallelujah. It may take just a small action to cause a great reaction to take place in your life as well, thanks to God. Here we are looking at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. We'll see the Lord said to Abram, go, somebody say go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land that I will show you. And so based on this first text, you see God is giving Abram something to hold on to build momentum in his faith. And I pray today that God would use this message to do the same in your life today, that this message will build momentum. Hallelujah. If you look at an image of a pendulum that may have five balls on a string and you pull the first ball back, hallelujah, you're building momentum. And as you release the first ball on the string, it hits the second one, which hits the third one, then the fourth one, then the fifth one, and it continues to set it in motion. Hallelujah, saints of God. One word from God today can set your life in motion in a brand new direction. And that's what we see happen with Abram. We're going to see the same thing happen with Cornelius. So verse 1 of Genesis again, it says, the Lord has said to Abram, go. And this is the momentum. Momentum is things that are set in motion. In order to go, you have to be in motion. And verse 2 talks about what would be the reaction. What would happen as a result of Abram's action? Says verse 2, and I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. And verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Hallelujah. So we see that Abram had to build up the momentum in verse 1 in order to cause what would happen in verses 2 through 3 to take place. So I want you to know that there are certain things that you have to do as well, saints of God. If you're going to see the plans of God come to pass in your life, if you're going to achieve that which you're believing God for, if you're going to receive that healing, if you're going to improve your relationships, if you're going to increase your wealth, if you're going to see loved ones saved, changed, delivered, hallelujah. There's some things that are going to be required of you, just as it was required of Abram, and we're going to read in a few moments about what was required of Cornelius and Peter. Hallelujah. You see, whatever God wants to accomplish in your life has already been accomplished. But what has to happen next is that you have to get set in motion in order to reach the place where God has already prepared for you. Somebody ought to give God praise today. And so we see that God gave Abram the incentive. He built momentum. He created a force inside of Abram, and he told him what the end result would be before he even began his journey. Perhaps you right now, if you can see the end of the thing before the beginning. I want you to know that God knows the plans already. He already knows the plans that he has for you to give you a future. Yes, he's already past your today. He's dealt with your tomorrow already. He's already into your future to give you hope and good success. But in order for you to get that success, thanks to God, hallelujah, you must be set in motion. And that's what we're talking about today in building momentum. So let's turn back to our foundational text in Acts chapter 10 now, and let's see how this same principle took effect in the life of Cornelius and in the life of Peter, and how it can also take effect in your life. If you're going to be taking notes, I want you to make note of Acts chapter 7 verse 3 as well. Acts chapter 7 verse 3 is basically the writer of Acts repeating what I just read from you from Genesis. And I want to mention this because it shows us the connection from the Old Testament to the New Testament, showing that the same God who commanded Abram to go, the same God who built momentum in order for Abram to set in motion all the things that will result in the coming of Jesus and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, it's the same God who's speaking to us in the New Testament, and it's the same God who is speaking to us today through the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. So we just read in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, But now we're going to see in Acts chapter 7 in the New Testament that very same word being repeated. He says, this is Stephen speaking to a crowd of people. Look at verse number 2. To this he replied, brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran. Hallelujah. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land that I will show you. So here we see Stephen speaking about the very same event that we talked about from the Old Testament text, but here he is in the New Testament, thousands of years later, building momentum in the lives, in the hearing of those who are listening to him speak this day. Just as I pray that the Holy Spirit is building momentum inside of you as you listen to this message. He repeated to the people that God appeared to Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia. God may be speaking to some of you while you are still in lack. God may be speaking to some of you today while you are still in sickness. God may be speaking to some of you today while you are still discouraged. But God is only trying to build momentum in your life. In order for you to do what Abraham did next, we see in verse 3, he said he was still in Mesopotamia. Some of you may still be in your Mesopotamia today. He said he was there before he went to another place. After things were set in motion, by faith, Abraham stepped out in God. And he went to a place called Haran for a while, in obedience to God's command to leave his country and to leave his people and to go, somebody say go, and to go to the land that I will show you. Saints of God, today, I pray that you open up your spirit to receive from the Lord today the things that God is asking you to do. And I pray that you will be obedient, hallelujah, in order to see the end result. So we see as Stephen goes on in his effort to build momentum, that is to set in motion something that will start and to have the power to keep it going after it has started. Because we know the enemy tries to cause discouragement in some of our lives. Sometimes we start a venture and it don't seem to go our way, and then we lose momentum, and then we may stop or stall or stand still for a minute. Then we need that extra boost. Oh, praise God. Somebody today may need a boost in their faith, and we want to help build that momentum that will get you started. So we see in verse 4, he says, so Abram left the land of the Chaldeans. He settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to the land where you are now living. You are living in the place that results in, is the result of Abraham's obedience. That is the receipt of what God has spoken. And right now, whatever he's speaking into your spirit, saints of God, you know that whatever God promised, he's going to fulfill in your life. And this is why it's very important that you allow your spirit to receive all these things, to receive what we're saying. And as we get to Acts chapter 10, you're going to fully understand how this principle continued to operate in the lives of those who would yield themselves to God first in prayer. I want you to write that down. The first step that you need to do in order to build momentum is pray. And by prayer, I mean you need to seek God's face, not the things that God can do with his hands, but seek God's face in order to know his will. Seek his face through prayer. That is the first step in building momentum and setting things in motion in your life. A second thing that you're going to need to do, saints of God, is faith. You're going to have to believe God. You notice if you look at another text in the book of Hebrews about Abraham, it says Abram believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness' sake. So you have to be in prayer by seeking God's faith. Secondly, you have to have faith in God. That is, you have to believe God. And thirdly, obedience. You have to obey God. So, of course, if you pray, prayer is a result of your faith. Hallelujah. And obedience is the result of your faith. And I want you to know how prayer connects with your faith and faith connects with your obedience. Because if we pray to God and we have faith to believe that God is going to hear our prayers, we must have faith to receive those prayers, answers to those prayers, through our obedience. Somebody say obedience. Prayer, faith, and obedience. These are the three balls on a string on the pendulum. And I pray that you look it up and you will pull the first ball back called prayer. And you release it. Hallelujah. See, when you lift up prayers unto God, you're building momentum to activate your faith. Come on, somebody. I want you to really get this. And so here we are, three balls on a string. You're pulling the first one back and you're setting things in motion. You're building momentum. Once you release those prayers or petitions before God's throne, you're setting things in motion. And as your prayers go up before God, it connects to your faith. And your faith pushes your obedience forward. And then the process continues. Obedience, faith, and prayer. Prayer, faith, and obedience. Obedience, faith, and prayer. Prayer, faith, and obedience. And that's how things get set in motion in your life. This is what happened in the life of Abram. And this is what we read in Genesis. And this is what Stephen is reminding those that he's speaking with here in Acts chapter 7. So now that gets us to Acts chapter 10, where we saw Cornelius. He says that he was a Roman centurion, and he was known as the Italian regiment. Verse 2 of Acts 10 says he and all his family were devout. Hallelujah. That is, they were devoted to serving God. And it said they were God-fearing. And he gave generously to those in need, and he prayed. Somebody said he prayed. Oh, salada gunda salada. He said, and he prayed to God regularly. He didn't just pray to God for one situation. He did not just go to God when he needed something from God. He was seeking God's face regularly or continually, as some of the other translations say. Why was he praying regularly? Why was he praying continually? It wasn't because something was going wrong. It wasn't because of anything. It's because he simply wanted to seek God's face. He simply wanted to know God's will. Hallelujah, saints of God. But every time he prayed, he was building momentum. He was creating the power. He was creating the power, thanks to God, that will cause things to get started. And we see, as we read the rest of the text, what got started as he continually prayed before God. It says in verse 3, it says, one day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. And Cornelius stared at him and said, what is it, Lord? See, this is, once his prayers were going up, it set things in motion, and God heard, and we saw his faith was so secure in God that he could recognize God's voice. This is why when you spend time with a person, you become intimate with this person. You know the sound of their voice. You can recognize their profile. You can, if you see them, you can recognize them coming from a distance. So Cornelius had established that type of relationship with God. Question for you today, how close are you to God? So Cornelius was close enough because he prayed regularly. And so God showed him a vision, and the Lord spoke to him. It says in verse 4 again, it says, the angel answered, your prayers, the things that you set in motion, the thing that built momentum for this to take place, and your gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. And then verse 5 says, now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea. And when the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. So here we see the same principle happening again, prayer and faith and obedience. Obedience, faith, and prayer. So saints, prayer is the momentum builder. Hallelujah. What it connects to your faith, and faith connects to your obedience. Now we're going to see what happens next. So the first pendulum has dropped and set things in motion. So it says that he did everything, told them everything that had happened, and he sent them. They went in motion. They started a process that was only beginning. And then it says in verse 9, down through the end of the chapter, that at the time that he sent them, Peter had a vision in Joppa. And then the Lord took him on the roof and revealed to him in another vision the things that were about to happen. Can you see, saints, that without Cornelius' devoutness, without Cornelius' prayers and gifts and generosity to the poor, without those things going up before God, what happened to Peter would not have happened. Boom, boom. And I want you to see that if you start some things, set some things in motion, it's going to cause the next thing to happen. So here it is. Peter had a vision where the Lord is telling him to go with the men who knock on his door. But first he had to get Peter to be able to receive what God was going to do next. And I would pray today as you open up your faith to receive what you're believing God to do. It may not come the way you want to. It may not come from the source that you want to. It may not come through the person that you think it ought to. But you need to allow God to speak to you today. Hallelujah. To open up your spirit so that the pendulum can continue to manifest things in motion for your life. Oh, today we're talking about building momentum with this setting things in motion. Hallelujah. So Peter had this vision, and the Lord revealed to him that someone that he would never speak to would come to his door. God says, now I want you to receive these men, and I want you to go with them. And so the second ball of faith is set in motion, and it's connecting now with Cornelius' obedience. It's connecting with Peter's obedience, and the same thing will happen in your life if you allow faith to connect with your obedience. Same things that we're going to see happen next will happen in your life, in your family, in your marriage, in relationship, your health, your wealth, your business, on your job. So here we are now. Let's get down to verse number 23, second part. It says, the next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea, and Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. Stand up, he said. I am only a man myself. And while talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, you are all well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit with a Gentile. You see, now you understand why God had to give Peter a vision that you don't call anything unclean that I have called clean. So God is saying now to Peter, if I had not received this vision, if God had not spoken to me as I was praying, and if my faith had not been activated, I would not have obeyed the voice of the Lord. But, he says, God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objectives. And then he asked, "May I ask why you sent for me?" And then Cornelius went to tell him that 3 hours ago, I was in my house praying. That's the first pendant of saints of God, prayer. He said, "I was in my house in prayer." Hallelujah. And suddenly a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, "Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. He told me to send for you. So I sent for you," in verse 33, "immediately. And it was good for you to come." That is the faith and obedience taking place now. And as a result of prayer, faith, and obedience, somebody put that with me, prayer, faith, and obedience, as a result of the momentum that was built to set the things in motion, set prayer in motion, which set faith in motion, which set obedience in motion. Some of somebody, oh yes, God is trying to do the same thing in your life today. He says, so we obeyed what the Lord did, and it's good that you obeyed him as well. Verse 34, then Peter began to speak. He said, "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened through the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. You know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And you know how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him." We see now things of God. Look at what has happened as a result of a man's prayer. As a result of faith and obedience, the gospel is being proclaimed to a great gathering of people just because one man submitted himself in prayer unto God. He went on here to tell him the story all about how Jesus was hanged on the cross. He told him again in verse 40, "But God raised him from the dead on the third day. He was seen by many people. He said that he is also a witness of the goodness of God, and that God had commanded them to preach to the people and to testify that he is the God of the living and the dead." And in verse 44, as we conclude today, thanks to God, it says, "While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message." Hallelujah. Peter and all the saints from Jerusalem heard these Gentiles speaking in tongues and praising God. And then he said, "Surely now I know that you have been baptized with water, but now I want you to receive the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Saints of God, none of this would have happened that we just got through reading if obedience, if Cornelius had not been seeking God's face. And if Cornelius and Peter did not have faith to believe God's message, and if they had not obeyed God's message, I want you to know today that whatever it is you're believing God for, whatever it is you're seeking, whatever it is you're praying for, or you got to get before God's face, it may sound like a good idea to you, but I want you to make sure that it is God's idea. And so that will set some things in motion if you submit yourself to believe whatever God says, and if you do what God says. Prayer, faith, and obedience. This is how you build momentum in order to achieve the things that God speaks into your life, saints of God. So I pray today that this message will bless you, that it will prosper you, that it will manifest in the fulfillment of all that God has designed for your life. And I believe that it is so even now in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory today. We thank you for building momentum in our lives today. We thank you for the power to seek you in prayer. We thank you for faith being activated as a result of our prayer. We thank you for faith activating our obedience. And we thank you for the blessings that come as a result. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen.